This is Daim Shabazz, the chess drum, and we're in Manhattan, New York for the 2016 World Championship. We're going into Game 9 between Magnus Carlsen, the defending world champion, and Sergey Kiryakin, who is the challenger from Russia. I have with me international master Casa Corley, who is actually about to go in and watch the match. So far, how have you enjoyed the match?
It's been really good, I think, especially for the avid chess enthusiast. It's been sort of a battle of styles. Carlsen is sort of a patient war of attrition type of player, and Kiryakin is a war of attrition defender. So you've had sort of these long, protracted battles. And on the other hand, it's been a little bit difficult for the average fan, just with all the draws. So I've definitely had some thoughts about that. I mean, the gatekeepers of chess need to try and speed the game up or play 960, because the purists are going to continue to have results like this. So.
Well, tell me this. Before the match, did you have a prediction going in?
I don't really make predictions anymore after, because my prognostication this year has been awful. Between the Brexit, Trump,
everybody,
LeBron winning from a 3-1, coming back from a 3-1 lead, I've sort of lost faith in humanity and at some junctures based on the results. But in all seriousness, I thought I gave Carlsen 80%. He's changed his approach during the match, which just concerned me a little bit, and is why he's trailing.
So he's trailing one game. He lost his last game. What do you think he's going to do today? Is he going to try to get the point back, or he only has four games left?
I would expect him to play out every position like he always does. I don't necessarily think this is the game he's going to that is the best opportunity to sort of get it back, simply because he's black. So I would look at one of the white games. But hey, like Kiryakin said in the last preps conference, it's better to play well than to be white. So, and Carlsen has actually gotten a few better positions with black against Kiryakin, so we'll see. But after a win, it only gives more confidence and adds more validation to the fact that his strategy is working. So I would just expect Kiryakin to bunker down and take his opportunities when they come, like he always does.
You've been doing some YouTube videos. Can you tell us about what you've been doing for the match?
I started a YouTube channel a little over a month ago, and I basically do a game-by-game analysis of the World Championship match, and it's good fun. I think my YouTube username is Casablanca11 with a K and two S's, otherwise you could Google YouTube Casa Corley Chess Talk. And in addition to the World Championship coverage, I also play Blitz and commentate and do that sort of thing. So
Banter Blitz?
Yeah, I think that's what they call it these days. I'm trying to add a little bit more flavor to it. I don't necessarily call it Banter Blitz because, well, it's been coined by so many others. But also, I just talk about random stuff while I'm playing, whether it's politics or basketball. You hear me ramble about that. The point is that I'd play chess every day anyway, so I figured why not put the camera on and ramble and share it. Hopefully someone is learning something.
So last question. What do you think about the World Championship being in New York, and what do you think of the organization and the overall excitement of the match?
Oh, I mean, it's really great that it's in New York. I mean, we've had too many events that have been in Khenti Mansiysk or Russia and these types of places, and it's important to have it in Western environments. It brings more attraction to the game. It brings more media publicity to the game, and I think that's why we have to really acknowledge just how much Carlsen has done for the game, win, lose, or draw in this match. He's not only not going to draw a match, but I think we take it a little bit for granted how far chess has come in just the past 5 to 10 years and where it can go. And I think when you have it in a really well-known urban metropolis in the West, you get a much larger first-time audience.
All right, well, thanks, Casa. Hopefully we'll see some exciting chess today, and you go ahead and enjoy the match.
Thanks, thank you. You too.
This is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.